In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Back in high school, I ran track. I was a sprinter. And during the week, we had practice each day. Some days were conditioning days. We would run a quarter mile as fast as we could, get a 5-minute break, and then run another one. At first, it's not so bad. Get this break in between, get a chance to catch your wind. But after each one, it gets harder and harder. Eventually, your legs go numb, your lungs hurt, you get side cramps. Add a little Los Angeles smog to the air, and it wasn't long before we were hurting. And once I finished one of those laps, probably 10 or 12 into that afternoon, just collapsed on the infield grass, hardly able to move. I was done. There was nothing inside me was going to get me moving. And my track coach, she let me lay there, Mr. Carici, until it was time for the next run. And then he told me to get up and run. Now you notice I said there was nothing inside me that was going to get me moving. But the voice of my coach, that had a certain force to it, a certain power to it. His voice gave me the strength and the motivation to get up and do it once again. Without his voice, I never could have done it. But his command, the sound of his voice, and the confidence he had in me in that voice gave me the strength. And that is the power that an outside voice can give to us when we have nothing left inside. In our two readings this morning, we hear the word arise 3 times. In the reading from Acts, Peter encounters Aeneas, bedridden 8 years. With the word arise, Aeneas is able to walk. Immediately following that, Peter finds Tabitha, who has died. And again, the word arise, and she rises from the dead. And finally, in our gospel reading, Jesus finds a man in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, where there's this miraculous pool. And every now and then, at certain times, an angel would come down and stir up the waters. And the first person in the water after that stirring would be healed of whatever ailment they had. And among the sick, there is this paralyzed man waiting there 38 years. It's a long time, 38 years. And of course, being paralyzed, he's never going to be first in the water. But the word arise, Jesus heals him as well. But before Jesus heals him, they get into a little conversation. Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be healed?" And this man says something very profound, very intuitive. He says, "I have no one to put me in the pool. And look at me. I am never going to be first." The man recognizes his need for outside help. In each of these 3 healings, there is nothing inside the person that will alone heal them. Bedridden Aeneas, Tabitha, who has died, the paralytic by the pool, they all needed that arise from an outside source. And while arise from a track coach might be enough for a high school kid to get running again, although I don't remember him using the exact word arise, I believe his phrase was more colorful than that, something to do with anatomy moving. But the coach's word is still strong enough to overcome exhaustion, and arise was at the core of what he meant. But paralysis, death, that's going to need a power beyond us, and that's going to need the power beyond humanity. That's going to need the arise of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And obviously, we mean more than just physical paralysis and physical death, but spiritual. Because we are always first concerned with the state of our soul, because after all, it is our soul that is immortal. And when we are dead in sin, when we are dead in hope, when we are dead in joy, and when we are dead from sheer spiritual exhaustion, the Savior's arise gives strength. And when we're paralyzed by judgment, when we're paralyzed by anger or resentment or pain, it's the Savior's arise that gives freedom. And make no mistake, the Savior's arise can come through someone else, but it's still the Savior's arise. You know, Peter heals Aeneas, but he does so with the power of Christ. And likewise for us, the Lord's power to get us going can come through any number of sources. His command arise can come through a moment during liturgy when we're suddenly lifted up. His command arise can come through a Bible verse that touches your soul. His command arise can come through another person's compassion towards you, or even another person's own struggle when seeing them arise. His command arise can come from finding gratitude for all those things outside us that are wonderful and we sometimes take for granted. But all of these things have something in common. They can all be our arise moments. And we all have times when nothing inside us is going to get us going again. And whether it's through a track coach or an apostle or someone in between, it's at those times that we should be ready and willing to hear our Savior's command to arise. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.